Oscar alcoholic.
Yeah.
My sobriety date is 9/8/2021. My home group is Pacific Group out over there in West Side. And I have a sponsor, but his name is John Graff. That puts me a little bit over 3 years. And some days it feels like 3 days, you know? And usually on those days where I'm not feeling spiritually fit, I realize that that's me trying to take my will, me trying to run my life with my will and trying to control everyone around me. And, you know, that it just doesn't work anymore like it used to. And even when I thought it was working out, it wasn't working out. But I had something to drink and kind of numb my brain and, you know, kind of just kind of shut up that part of my brain that would tell me this is a bad idea to talk to people and tell them what to do and kind of just, sorry, this is like right in my face, all right. And, but yeah, either way, let's see, 3 years, yes. Before those 3 years, drinking was my main thing. I love drinking. I started out a little late, about 18 years old, 17 years old. It was kind of a blur. My first drink, I remember, was a Hypnotic and Hennessy. And it was pretty classy. I thought it was the classiest thing. It was a high school party. I was very much against drinking up to that point for some reason. My parents didn't drink. I didn't have an example of someone drinking in my household. But I remember the family parties, and my favorite uncles always had a beer in their hand, you know? And they were always having fun. They were the best dancers, and I just looked up to them. And my dad would, you know, I would look over my dad and be like, man, what's he doing? He's kind of a square, you know? He's just kind of just sitting there with my mom. I'm sure my mom wants to dance, whatever. But I'm already taking inventory on someone else. That was, you know, and then I try to look back and see where something might have gone wrong. When I first got here, I'm like, where did I go wrong with this? You know, when did it get bad? Like, I can't recall. And looking back, I really can't recall on much. You know, I remember when I was about 4 years old, I got left in the house during the Northridge earthquake. And after that, I'm like, I remember the first day of kindergarten about, you know, and crying for about 45 minutes when my mom dropped me off. And after that, I just don't remember much. But right off of that, those experiences, I had the feeling of being alone, you know, being separated from everyone. And, you know, that doesn't make me an alcoholic, but it certainly didn't help, you know. let's see. Yeah, and then and I just don't remember a lot of my own life. You know, it's probably from 5 till my first drink, really. And I mentioned that to someone, and they told me, well, yeah, you know, it's called a sober blackout. You know, you're so self-centered, and you're worried about what everyone else is thinking about you that, you know, you miss out on what's going on right in front of you. So I'd always have the, you know, I've just always been cursed with not being in the moment, you know. And then that's pretty much how my drinking went. You know, I was just, you know, I was a very much, you know, weekend drinker. And I worked, always had a job. And I felt like either I had the job so I could have a reason to drink. You know, I just thought, you know, I work hard, play hard kind of person. And I definitely played hard. And then I started playing hard at work. And it was just snowballing, you know, and this is, you know, I was always against drinking up until that point where someone offered me a drink. You know, all those ideas and morals that I had before or whatever I thought, you know, the DARE program instilled in me, whatever the hell's going on, kind of just flew out the window because I was finally accepted. And I remember that first drink was like, that first drunk was awesome. You know, everything happened that night. I play music, so I played a ripping bass solo, and it turns out that bass wasn't even plugged in, and I was able to talk to my high school sweetheart, and you know, just I looking back at it now, it's just that face of worry that she had. And then but it was attention, you know. I crave attention. I think most alcoholics do. And then at the end of the night, I was in a hammock crying, surrounded by the whole party. I was crying about my buddy who said he was going to go to the Navy, maybe. So that, and then I got home and I threw up and whatever. And I remember thinking, like, man, this is the best feeling ever. I can't wait to do this again. And then what made it even better for me at that time was, like, everyone would tell me, oh, you did this at the party and you did this at the party. I'm like, oh yeah, dude, I'm starting to get some credit and some attention. Like, you know, people are starting to think of me as cool or whatever the hell, you know, or funny, at my own expense, really. But yeah, all those feelings I kept on chasing. And then, you know, throughout life and missing out on a lot and just kind of staying stagnant and just following work and following drinking and just to the point where every morning I'd wake up and just kind of just wonder why, you know, like, why am I waking up? Like, I was just tired of living, just tired of life. Suicide was a constant thing in my mind for a long time, even before I had a drink. I couldn't handle life, you know, and then starting to drink and use and stuff like that. I just still couldn't handle life, and I kept on sweeping it under the rug, and then stuff, you know, just kept on piling up, and eventually I got engaged, and we started having problems. Now that someone was in the front row seat of seeing my crap, you know, going on, we ended up going to couples therapy, and you know, I was just doing stupid stuff every week, you know. It's just topping the last week, and then just becoming a person that I really didn't like, and ended up in couples therapy. The therapist is like, how much do you drink? I was like, just 3 beers a week, and that was obviously a lie. And he said, you know, you want to try AA out for 30 days? And at this time, my fiance was also was sober, and she was like sober 5 years, and I don't know how the hell she did that with me. Oh shit, sorry. With me doing what I was doing, so I tried AA out for 30 days, and just out of, you know, I was just done. I was tired. I was sick of it, and this was something else to try out. I didn't believe I was going to be able to do it for 30 days, but I did, and I got a sponsor within a week, and I didn't think I was going to be able to call this guy every day, and sometimes I still don't. And yeah, I just, it 30 turned into 60, 60 turned into 90, and then I just kept on going. I started getting commitments at meetings and calling that sponsor every day, and you know, talking to the people around me, going to these meetings, hearing things that would resonate with me, and just becoming someone else. I didn't think I could become. From my perspective, it hasn't been that great a shift. But when someone else tells you, you know, like, I didn't think you were gonna make it when you got here, you know, and then you're here for, you know, X amount of years or whatever time you got, and it's kind of, it feels good to hear that. I never thought my wildest dreams I'd be going to a meeting out in Palmdale today, you know, like, and being just having the grace of God be like, you know, say yes, you know. That's one thing my sponsor always tells me to do, is just say yes. If it's an AA request, you say yes. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, you know. I would always say yes for a drink, you know. I don't care. I'd go out to Palmdale and drink, you know. I'd go to anywhere and drink. You know, it's just that same mentality now towards, aimed at something good, you know, where I get to have a new, better way of life and find my higher power and have solutions to these sometimes same problems that come up, you know. We have a solution now. We have these steps, you know, I've gone through the steps with my sponsor, and I didn't think I could do that. And it just shows me that I don't know anything, you know, at the end of the day. I could assume what my day is going to look like, but I lean towards, you know, every morning I ask God, you know, let thy will, not mine, be done, you know, and let my will be in line with whatever you have ready for my day. And, you know, just be willing. If you're new, just be willing, and things will get better if you stick around. Thank you. All right.